Blog Talk Radio.
Give her a big hug for us.
I'll do it.
I like to kind of start off every interview with the same two questions. Introduce yourselves and just tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Do you want us to do that individually?
Yeah, just individually. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, so my name is Cadence, and I got into music as a very young kid. I just loved singing, loved doing musical theater, and I always knew that it was something I was going to pursue. I kind of badgered my parents to always enter me into singing lessons and musical theater kind of classes, and just took it from there.
My name is Anne, and I also started when I was really little. I remember always playing little songs on the piano when I was 4 and making up the silliest, dumbest songs ever. But, you know, everybody has to start somewhere. And I was lucky that my family was very musical. So I was able to hone my skills and my craft from an early age, which was important.
And my name is Stacey, and I kind of started singing in church choirs and then did a little bit of musical theater in high school and just sort of always felt like it was my calling.
That's awesome. Now, correct me if I'm wrong on this. Before Runaway Angel started, y'all were all pursuing solo careers of your own, if I'm correct.
That's right.
Great. Now, I'm always interested, and by the way, you three are the first trio we've ever had on the show in 5 years of doing this.
Oh, wow.
That's exciting. Well, one of the reasons that we became a trio was because Stacey brilliantly kind of saw that there was a real lack of them and thought it would be nice to do something that not everybody else was doing.
And sort of along those lines, kind of talk about how Runaway Angel came to be.
Sure, Stace, you want to take that one?
Yeah, sure. So I knew Cadence for about 4 years before I asked her if she wanted to kind of start a trio with me. And at the time, I was doing a lot of like cover gigs and weddings and corporate events, and I sort of lost passion behind music, and I thought it would be a lot more fun if I sort of sang with a friend. And so I reached out to her. It wasn't good timing, I don't think. She kind of shut me down for a good 6 months or a year, and then she finally came around to it, and she knew Anne and thought Anne would be the perfect third person. And so we all got together one weekend at my sister's farm and wrote a couple songs and just hung out, and the rest is history.
Awesome. And I'm always interested again in how a band came up with their names. So how did y'all come up with Runaway Angel?
It was difficult. We were stewing over names for quite a while, and we finally came up with one. And then we bought the website. We went on Twitter, made sure there was no band. And the day before we were going to announce ourselves, another Canadian group announced their new band with the exact same name. So we had to change.
Wow.
I know. But it worked out perfectly, and I think that this name was stronger. So we're all glad in hindsight that that happened. And we still own that domain name.
Smart. Now, this is totally off the subject of music, but I've been, I think, 3 times to Canada. It's a gorgeous country up there. It's absolutely gorgeous, and the people are just so great, you know.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Canada certainly has so much to offer, and I think everybody's afraid of the winters that we have, and they're not the nicest for sure, but the summers are beautiful, and everything in between winter is awesome.
I've been to Vancouver just overnight. I didn't see of that much of the city, spent about a week, I think, in Niagara Falls, which was just totally gorgeous. And
oh,
I've been
yeah.
to Toronto, too. I went to Toronto this past September, I think, and it was great, too.
Oh, that's awesome. That's kind of our neck of the woods, so.
Mm-hmm. I did kind of have some fun get to know you type questions, if you're all okay with it.
Of course, sure.
Okay. Now, y'all can answer this individual if you want to. It makes me no difference. But what music are you guys digging right now?
I'm obsessed with Brothers Osborne right now.
Yes.
Like beyond obsessed.
Yes.
Across the United States to go watch them play. Obsessed.
I've been very into running a lot lately, so I've been listening to a lot more like dance and club music than normal. So I'm really into people like Alesso and stuff right now.
I'm weird. I went on a little binge of show tunes not too long ago. Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls has an unbelievable voice, and I watched a bunch of her stuff on repeat on YouTube. Don't tell anybody.
and my friends will tell you this about me. My music tastes range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, please don't judge me for this.
We understand.
I'll be listening to Brothers Osborne 1 minute, and then the next minute it'll be Eminem, you know. So.
Oh yeah, me too, man.
You're
that's
like the way
it goes.
I listen to
sure.
everything.
The greatest technological invention ever to me is the iTunes shuffle button. That's the greatest invention ever.
Yeah. Agreed.
okay. I'm going to throw a little bit of a scenario at you right now.
Sure.
So you're stranded on a deserted island. What three items are you taking with you?
Pizza, and chocolate.
That's my goals.
What about oven, unlimited dough, and tomato sauce.
Stacey, you're thinking way smarter than me.
Can a person count as like, if I bring Les Stroud, who has that show about survival on the Discovery District,
yeah,
can I bring him?
Can we bring Man Tracker?
So, Les Stroud and a whole wine cellar? Can that be a thing? I guess that can count as two.
Okay. I've actually never had those answers before. That's kind of cool. okay. Another scenario I'm going to throw at you. When your career takes off and you're winning award after award, major award, what's one thing you want to be remembered for as artists?
I would say being like humble and down to earth, regardless of successes.
Yeah, and I was gonna say that came to mind, but also that we are always a really good influence on empowering women and young musicians. And making them believe that you can do anything, you know, and it doesn't matter who you are, women and men, but just being a good influence
mm-hmm.
overall.
Yeah, I agree with both those things.
I'll say this again, but I'm going to say it now. I have got so much respect for you guys and what you do. It's just not even funny.
Thank you.
And if I'm being honest, when we booked this interview, I kind of freaked out, if I'm being completely honest.
Because, no reason because, to freak out. We're just normal.
Yeah, because I've been wanting to talk to you guys for so long, and and your entire album is in a multiple playlist on my phone. And speaking of your album, if anybody out there does not have this album, go get it. It's top to bottom. It's one of the best I've heard in a long time, top to bottom.
Aw, that's so sweet of you. Thank you. We appreciate when people listen to the entire album, too.
Yeah.
It almost never happens anymore.
Yeah, we definitely live in an age where people focus on singles, so it's nice for somebody to look at the album as a collection of stories.
Yeah, and I think y'all might remember this. Last year, I reviewed your guys' album last year. I used to keep up a music review blog. I've kind of set that on the back burner now to focus on this radio show, but it was great going through it track by track and kind of dissecting it. You know, it was great.
I do remember. Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you for doing
that.
I'm
so glad that you enjoyed it.
I kind of want to talk about upcoming stuff for you, because I know you said off air that you're in the process of recording another album. How's that going?
It's going great. We're really excited. We might have to get you get your input on some things. We're still trying to come up with a name.
Yeah. we have a few people to finish off this album before we have to deliver it, and we don't have a title for the album yet. And that's, I think, I remember this being a struggle for us last time, so I'm not that surprised, and I'm not that worried about it either. I know we'll come up with something. So.
Right. Anything I can do for y'all, whether it's promotion, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Oh, thank you.
And I think I heard something about a upcoming overseas tour that you're going on soon.
A European tour?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to Holland, Germany, and Denmark. So we have about 8 to 10 shows booked, and we're really, really looking forward to that. All of us have some heritage in Holland specifically, so it'll be nice. I still have family there, so it'll be nice to catch up with my omas and my cousins and aunts and uncles. And the girls have never been to Europe, so I feel like I can be their personal tour guide.
It's going to be awesome. Take me to the pizza.
Another question I've got is I've always asked this question since day one. I've asked this: if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you? And what would it be?
Oh man. You know what? You go ahead, Stace.
I was just going to say, I mean, it'd be beautiful to be like, when I was 18, I wish I knew I should move to Nashville. But I really think everything happens for a reason. And, you know, the decisions that I've made throughout my life and Cadence and Anne have made have brought us to this place. And even though it's been a very, very tough uphill battle, when you work that hard and you're independent, sometimes the successes are so much sweeter when people like you tell us that, you know, our album is one of the best you've heard in a long time. Like, that means so much more because we're the ones who chose those songs and we're the ones who wrote those songs. So, I we're not millionaires and we're not on Billboard charts or anything like that, but I'm having fun, and I think that's what music should be at the end of the day.
You literally took all of the words out of my mouth.
All of them.
I couldn't agree more. I think everything happens for a reason, and there's a reason that we all made the decisions we did, and that ultimately resulted in us being together and being able to do this group. And I think it's one of the best things that's ever happened to me. So I know even if I had achieved any other previous solo success, it maybe would have prevented me from having these moments. And I think these moments are more important than any perceived fame or success that I could have had early on would have meant to me.
And they mean more because we get to share them with each other.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and sort of along those same lines, it seems like everybody nowadays is on social media, obviously. But do you think it's easier now for people to get noticed by industry people than it was, say, 25 or 30 years ago when you had to physically drive to a radio station or basically drive to a record label and hope they listen to your stuff?
I don't think so, personally. Things have changed so much. I think that although there are people in labels, et cetera, that go online and look for artists, for the most part, they really just look at hard numbers, what's happening in the industry, sales, spins, radio spins, things like that. They look at those things and take those seriously. And until they see those numbers, they don't really care what they see on social media all that much. There's the odd exception where they'll see you have a ton of views or whatever, but for the most part, I think nobody's making as much money as they used to be, so unless you really have those hard numbers that they see, they can really wade through all the things they see on social media, and it's much harder to stand out.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. As much as it may seem easier because there's so many avenues to get your stuff out there, that's just it. There's so many more avenues to get your stuff out there. Everybody from home can release a YouTube video. You can record music in your basement and put it on iTunes. I mean, I think it leveled the playing field to the point where it just created so many more opportunities for people to try and get involved that it's that much harder because there's just so much more content and so much more competition than there ever was.
You know, and that kind of begs another question. Speaking of social media, how has that affected your careers so far?
How has it affected our careers? Well, I think as much as it makes it harder to get the attention of higher-ups, per se, it's really been great in the sense that it's been able for us to connect to people like you. You know, we met you through social media, and a lot of our fans we met through social media and other musicians. So in that sense, it's a blessing, you know. It gives people like us with a smaller budget a chance to reach our target demographic and make these connections that we never would have made otherwise, I don't think.
Now, I know we've talked about the European tour and the record, but are you guys playing any shows soon, or what's that schedule look like?
We've got a lot of shows this summer, and we're pretty excited to get back out on the road with some new material, but our main focus right now is really for the next month to get this album completed. We did receive a government grant to record this album from Factor, and they have pretty hard deadlines, so we have to deliver this album on April 1st, and it's pretty much got all of our focus right now, making sure that we
don't
get it.
Don't take the money away.
Yeah.
This is always kind of a fun question to ask. If you guys weren't musicians, what would you be doing right now?
Anne would be a scientist.
I love life.
I would be a professional chocolate tester.
I thought you already were.
Somewhere, probably.
Damn it. You caught me. I already
and I only have one of them, so I would probably be fully immersed in real estate.
Okay, I know you guys have played all over. What's your favorite place to play?
You know what? Not specifically, but I would say any, like, open-air festival. Like,
mm-hmm.
on those massive stages, you see, like, the audience, they're into it, and that's a really, really cool experience.
Yeah, I agree. You can feel the energy around stuff at places like that, and it's always, like, electric.
Awesome. Now, I know you guys mentioned in Nashville a couple of times. I live only about 3 hours west of Nashville. I have a family that lives about 10 minutes outside of the city, and Nashville is, like, my favorite city in the world.
Us too, yeah. Pretty much our favorite second home.
Hey, let me know the next time y'all are down in Nashville. Let me know about a month prior to you coming, and I'd love to meet up and hang out with y'all a little bit.
For sure, that would be awesome.
Sounds good.
We've only got like 3 minutes left, and I think this is probably the last question I've got for you. But whether it's in your personal lives or your professional lives, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh,
my dad always said, no matter what you do in life, get educated. So whether it's, like, you know, in the music industry or in university or whatever, ask questions and get as much information as possible. And it's really helped me personally when I was first starting out in music. I would just talk to multiple people and get as much information as I could so I didn't make a ton of mistakes sort of out of the gate. So I would say getting educated is huge advice.
I can't think of a specific thing, but my dad likes to say it's a cheap lesson because nobody died. But in a lot of ways, that attitude as a whole is a good thing because it's better to be out there making mistakes and messing up and trying new than to stay sheltered all your life and not to really live, you know what I mean? Like, it's okay to crash and burn.
Yeah, I think the one piece of advice that's always stuck with me is about fear, and, you know, the idea that the only thing you have to fear in life is fear itself. To not let your fear of not succeeding or your fear of failing prevent you from maybe possibly achieving some of the greatest things that you will achieve in your life. So to just always set that fear aside and go for it.
You know, and going back to your music for a second. I don't know how I found this. Y'all might have actually I followed me on Twitter first. I don't know, but I remember the first song I ever heard from y'all was Our Story, which is on the record. And I said to myself, I was like, these girls must be related because their harmonies are just so tight, it's not even funny.
Thank you. That's always been a goal of ours, right? Sibling harmonies are so tight. So it's nice to have other people think that we're as tight as we'd like to be vocally.
Y'all just blend so well. I mean, and even on Around the Bend, the song I played earlier, y'all just blend. It's unbelievable.
Thank you
so much.
Well, it did take a lot of practice. We'd like to say it just came naturally, but we worked at it.
Yeah. Well, it definitely shows.
Thank you.
Before we wrap up, do y'all wanna give a shout out as to where a fan can find you on social media?
Yeah, so you can find us on Twitter. We're at @runaway_angel. On Instagram, we're at @runaway_angel_music. And on Facebook, we're @runaway_angel_music.
And I follow you on everything.
Yeah.
I follow you guys on everything.
Thank you.
Anyway, well, listen, I wanted to thank y'all for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and do this today.
It was a pleasure. It was so nice finally
thank
getting...
you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And as I said before, if y'all ever need anything from me for the show, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Thank you, Cody.
And you guys always have a open invitation back anytime, and I'd love to have you back.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure we'll touch base again in the future.
All right, I'll let y'all go, and I'll talk to you later. Okay.
All right. You have a great night, Cody. Thanks again for
having
us.
Thanks so much.
Bye, Cody.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Well, I pretty much I checked something off the bucket list right there. Runaway Angel is just so sweet, and I still can't even believe that actually happened. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented, super sweet ladies of a Runaway Angel. I think it's time for announcements, probably. March 14th, we have our rescheduled Alyssa Trahan interview from February. March 21st, we have a super talented group, Adair's Run, joining us. March 25th, we've got singer-songwriter Mary Cutter. I'm still looking at a few things for the 28th, but April 4th, we have a country music duo, Amanda Jo and Billy Lee, better known as A Truck Stop Honey, joining us. And I'm working on something for the 11th. That I'll let you guys know as soon as I book it. I think you've probably heard all the announcements. So I'm gonna go ahead and end the episode right here. You've been listening to Put Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.